Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Shayna True. I hope everyone is having a good day or evening or night if your day is still going. Today is November 8th, 2015. It's actually election day, so I hope everyone went and vote. If not, you got an hour and a half to get there, so go vote if you didn't. Today, we're going to be talking about not leaning to your own understanding, but leaning to God's understanding. And I want you guys to bear with me because I'm driving again. This is how the next 4 weeks is going to be. Me talking on the radio, giving my shade of truth on my way to school. You know, just got to keep pushing. But long story short, I'm going to go ahead and read the verse first. And it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." So when I read that passage, to me, actually a friend texted me out of the blue one day and said, "What does the scripture mean?" And I never thought about it until he asked me that. And this was like a year ago when he asked me. You know, I'm always jotting stuff down. I went to my commentaries, I went to my study, and you would think you can't get so much out of two little verses, but the littlest things brings out the best thing sometimes. So this is how I replied to him. To me, when I read it, it simply means that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That alone says a lot. Even when things not going the way you want them to go or plan them to go, he's either preventing a bad thing from happening or he has something better in store for you. Maybe your plan is according to his own will, but on the journey he wants to build you up and make you stronger for whatever it is that lies ahead. He wants to use you to show people that you're surrounded by his faith. And I quoted the song "Greater Is Coming." I don't know about I think her name is pronounced Jacqueline or Jaquila Carr. I wanted to let you guys listen to the song, but I'm not home, so I couldn't play it. And I don't have it on my CD, so I'm going to read the first verse from it. And, you know, I love this song. When you guys get a chance, go listen to it. It's called "Greater Is Coming." But basically, the song says, "Olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing." And just like an olive, some of us may have felt like we're going through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all these things for your oil to flow. Now, like, your greater is coming. Once you go through all these things, your greater will come. And she went on to say, if it had not been for the shaking, she would never know. Have never been ready for the making. If it had not been for the beating, she would have never been. She would have never knew how anointed she would be. If it had not been for the pressing, she wouldn't be able to walk into her destiny. As she's just saying, he's preparing me for greater. Hold on one moment. Sorry. So I did some research. I used this app called, let me just tell y'all the app. It's called BLB. It's like a Bible app, and it gives me like a breakdown of different verses. And this commentary named Chuck Smith, this is how he directed these two verses. This is how he broke it down. He said, for verse 5, he shall direct our path. How many times we desire some type of gift to peer into the future so as it to prepare for those things that are going to happen, we desire guidance, make promise. number one, he said he shall direct their path. The one who knows the end since the beginning, he's talking about God, knows every situation you are going to face, every pitfall ahead, what confidence this inspires. He knows the right path. It may not be the easiest path, but it will lead to your desired goals. Our need of direction today. The world situation is so confusing that people have lost their sense of direction. He said it's like being out in the ocean without the compass on a cloudy night. We see people make many stars, get involved in different goals, go hard in that direction for a while, and then ultimately a waste to the fact that it leads to nowhere, still lost. And that's because people don't know how to, in the midst of us reaching these goals, we don't realize that it's not going to be perfect. So when something goes wrong, we're like, Lord, why is this happening? This must be not meant to happen, or I'm probably doing it the wrong way. Or we come up with so many different negative outcome of it from our own perception, and we don't take the time to look at it from God's perception, like his interpretation of it. One second. I'm ordering food. I'm being ghetto. Thank you. But, yeah, when we go through things and then the outcome is not what we expect, like my friend was asking me, because he's like in the NFL, and he wasn't getting the proper attention that he wanted. He wasn't getting that play. So once I told him my breakdown of, like, leaning to God, understanding and not our own, he let that sit in. He kept his faith. I watched him come to church by himself, always come to church whenever he was down in Miami. I know he's a praying man, you know, he just kept that faith, and he leaned to God, understanding and not his own. He just kept grinding. You can't stop what you so desire if something that doesn't go your way. You have to keep pushing towards it. So he kept practicing, he kept exercising, he kept going as if he was already that top player. He kept doing the things that a top player would do. And then eventually now he's playing for a different team. I forgot the name of the team. He was playing for Tampa Bay that they let him go. But, you know, I think he had messed up a muscle or something in his leg by that heel. And, you know, now he's where he want to be. And that's a blessing. So when I saw him post that picture, all I did was say Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. And he couldn't do nothing but laugh because, you know, it's true. And like that made me happy. So just to see that verse is true, like his word is true, and you have to just stand by it. And we can't lean to our own understanding, you know. And then this guy went on to say, the guy in the where I got the notes from, he said this is a conditional promise. And he said, trust in the Lord with our heart. The desire to take things in our own hands becomes strong at times, and that's true. Because even with myself, I'm like, I need to do this way. I this need to go that way, and this need to go that way. And the outcome is not always good. He said, I see him staring into a storm, and I desire to grab and rudder to the storm around. So often we then arrive at the storm. I discovered it is calm. The storm has moved right where I wanted to steer. So we'd be so afraid to keep going once everything that failed and not went our way. We'd be afraid to keep going. We think we're heading directly into the storm. And what this writer is saying, that this guy eventually went. He went towards the storm. Like, he had faith. He trusted in God. And the storm wasn't even what he expected. So, I mean, sometimes we overthink things because we're thinking of it in the flesh way, or our own way. Our own way is of this world, you know, and it's from social norms, from our surroundings, and that's where we get that type of stuff from. And he went on to say, we need more than just to change our minds. That can be done over and over too easily, but we need, don't blow me, car. One second. But he Like I just said, our understanding is limited and based on limited knowledge, which is sometimes faulty. So think about a time like you leaned to your own understanding and it really didn't fall through for you. And one of the examples I gave my friend was the story in Exodus that I know some of you probably familiar with it. You know, it's when God planned a 3 to 7 day journey for the Israelites to be in the wilderness. And you all know what the wilderness is. Our wilderness is our daily trials and obstacles that we face and situations that we go through in life. And he said because they lean to their own understanding, they end up being in the wilderness for 40 years because they failed to trust God in every way. You have to trust God in every way, not just the way that's easy for you to trust him in, but the way that's hard. And that's what faith is, things that you can't see happening. You have to trust in God. That's when you put God in line first, because if you can't see it through yourself, you have to see it through him. You can't see it through people. People are not going to get you there. You have to put that trust in him. And, a wise man once told me, you don't trust God for the outcome of your circumstances. You trust God for being God, because he always do what is right. And if you don't believe in that, then I really don't know what to say. But long story short, I mean, to me, it's just like you. How can I say that? That's like he said, he put the Israelites to stay in the wilderness for 3 to 7 days, and they lean to their own understanding. I mean, I could testify to that. Like, I done been put in a situation, or I even put myself in a situation, or probably God put me in that situation. I never know. But by me leaning to my own understanding, for me, I stayed longer than I had to. And, when you stay in a situation longer, that just bring more and more and more, like, drama on top of drama, issues on top of issues, like spiritual warfare. It brings all type of negativity towards you, no positive out of it. Until you just stop and say, I surrender to you, God. Like, I surrender. Like, it's your will. Do what you want to do. But I want to hear your comments or little testimonies, whatever you have to say on this verse. This one, two verses. Like, lean to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So if you want to say something, just go ahead and press 1. Hold on. One, four, five, eight. I'm not sure if you pressed 1 or not, but if you did, you're on. You could go ahead and talk. I guess you did. Okay. Well, I have this song that I wanted to play for you guys. It's a song by Kirk Franklin and who is it? T.D. Jakes. It's a nice song based on kind of put me in a groove of this scripture. Just hold on, I'm gonna go ahead and
Yeah.
When you battling something, when you trying to get to a new level, when you fearful
like, Bill, you're afraid to just make the next move. So you can't lean to your own understanding. You can't lean to your past situation, because that's your past situation is what has made you fearful. So your only choice is to just trust in God and lean to His understanding. God says, fear not, nothing in this world but Him. It's like you should be afraid to not trust in Him, because that's really when you fall short. Like, what if you want this job and you've been putting in applications and over and over and over and over, and it's like you've just been getting denied for a year, two, like, how long? Do you give up? So maybe it meant for me to have a job, or maybe I'm not doing something right. I mean, and that's when, in the midst of these kind of situations, you just have to change your train of thought. Like, think about it. Maybe he's saving you from something. Like I told my friend, maybe he's saving you from something. Maybe that's not the team you're supposed to be playing for. Maybe that's not the job you're supposed to be working on. Those people could be hypocritical. Those people could be real nasty, treat you not like a human, put you, belittle you, you know. God saved us from a lie, and we don't even realize it. So you have to think about those things, even if that's not true. You're thinking positive, and you're pressing forward on to better things to keep moving. You know, anything that's going to get you forward, not saying tell yourself lies, but you have to be truthful with yourself. Just think of all positive ways. If you could think of all the negative ways, you could think of all the positive ways. You get what I'm saying? That's like, even when it comes to death, you know, people say, my God, why you did this to me, so-and-so, and then these people start, if you could decide to drink, you could decide not to drink. Anything you make a decision to do, you can make a decision not to. So it's so easy to make that wrong decision. It's so easy to think negative. It's so easy to lean to our own understanding, because that's what we're used to. We're not used to this miraculous, superficial mindset of God, and it's real. And you know, a lot of us have to get deeper within it, because you and that goes with your relationship with God. So I just want to again encourage people to, like, try not to lean to your own understanding, because ourselves, we doubt a lot. I know myself. I doubt me leaning to my own understanding like it is today. Like, I'm like, you know what, God, whatever it is, if it's not meant for me to move up yet, or whatever I'm trying to do in my workplace, you know, I'm putting in applications everywhere. You know, if God, if I don't get an answer, if I do get an answer, don't let me get this job if it's not for me. Don't let me go to the next step if it's not for me right now. Because we plead and plead and ask God for these things that we want, and sometimes we're not even ready for it. We have to just trust in Him and lean to His understanding. You know, I learned to be, and that comes with patience, and I'm learning patience as I go, because my patience was really, like, short. But I'm better now. And I'm learning to lean to God's understanding. So, you know, I just talk to Him, like, God, if it's for me, then let it be. If it's not, then hey, I got to be thankful right now for what it is. And that's nothing bad. That's just, it is what it is. So, again, I'm going to open the caller. Well, it's only one caller on. I don't know if you want to say anything. First one, if you do.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. I was listening to everything you said, and you're absolutely correct. I turn and trust God, because people, what I've learned over a period of time, people don't have the capacity in them to take you where you need to go, because they can barely take themselves.
Right.
They limit it. And you got to always keep in mind to follow somebody that's limited, which is God. He's the only one that's limitless. So that, you know, that in itself right there, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to trust God. It may not appear
right.
to be that things are happening when we wanted to happen because it's not our timing. We the ones behind schedule. Jesus already know how
right.
it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. We just behind schedule.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome, boy. I'm telling you, it's a good feeling. Yeah, I get impatient sometimes, but then I be like, just hold your horses. You gotta slow yourself down. And
right.
make sure, you know, he already done did what he going to do. He already said what he going to do. It's up to us to keep in
mm-hmm.
mind the process. Everything is a process, and it's not going to happen overnight, in which he could allow it to happen overnight, but he allows to go through the process so we'll know and value it more, much more better
right.
than we usually would if we just get it so quickly. We won't know what to do with it if we get it very quickly.
You lose it quicker than you got it. And you know, that's another thing, like you said, you have to go through the process. We want all this stuff. We want to do all these things. We feel that we should have it. We feel that if he do it for one person right away, he could do it for another one right away. And that's true. But you're not that person. You don't know what capacity he hold that person to. You know, y'all, like we are all one, but we're different in a way. Like it's a process, and everyone has their season, and we want things so bad that we have to be careful what we ask him for, because he just might give it to us just to show us, like, look, this is you leaning to your own understanding. Now you don't, like, now you don't put yourself in debt. Now you don't set yourself back for so much time or whatever it is. Now you don't put yourself in this situation with this job that you can't even handle. You're walking into a place you're not happy with because you didn't trust God, because and your circumstances made you not. Your circumstances made you not put your trust in God, and it's like I say, what the guy told me before. You know, you have to trust God for the outcome of your circumstances. You don't trust God for the outcome of your God for being who He is, because He's always right and He always do right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because we got. Go ahead.
No, I just wish we could get people to understand that, because it's so easy to, like, click. And I mean, it's okay to click sometimes, because then as long as you snap back into reality like this, okay. That's like me saying, okay, man, maybe it's not my time, this and that. But what I want people to understand, just because it's not your time doesn't mean it's not for you. So, I mean, you continue to work towards whatever that is that you're striving for, or you continue to, like, even if it's something, not even something that you're going after that you want, even if it's something like dealing with death or illness or something like that. I mean, you just have to trust him through that process, and you control the illness, not the illness control you. Figure out what it is behind this process that God wants you to do. He surely don't want you to die in sorrow, because that's the case, he just would have took your soul from you.
Exactly.
That's, like this, and that's my point of it. That's a part of meaning to your own understanding. Like, we just sometimes when we get in certain situations, we just die in sorrow and die in that situation, like letting the situation control us instead of us controlling the situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that process is something else, because we get real impatient. Because we done got ourselves
yeah.
in a jam. Like, I hear a lot of saints of God always say, oh, God bless me with this car, God bless me with this house. But if it's out of your budget, he's not blessing you with something that's going to put you in debt to where you can't
yeah.
afford to pay for it, or can't
yeah.
afford
yeah.
to even maintain it. He's not going to do that.
Exactly. And that's something that I just was saying today as well. I'm like, you know what? We be wanting all, and I listened to Joyce Myers the other day, and she was saying that too. You know, you go around, you get all this stuff that you can't afford, and then you wonder why you get in debt and say, God bless me. Even those people that steal or sell drugs and do all this stuff, you know, they always screaming like, God bless me and this and that. You know, God ain't bless you with that.
Exactly.
First of all, he had mercy on you to get you through that whatever you doing wrong. But best to believe, it's a price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I really dislike when people say, God bless me with things that not of him.
Yeah, because a lot of women say God bless them with somebody else's husband. I tell people, I tell them, God don't play that type of game you playing. He do not change his mind regarding somebody else's husband. I don't care if they are separated. Make sure they get out of be out of that legal binding contract that they signed agreement with God in. Just because they separated, you still violation. You still trespassing. You can't tell my God bless you with somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. He don't play them kind of games. I said, well, y'all want to tell my Buddha name and all that because they the only ones who do that foolishness. Yeah.
Right. They be mean, and they lean into their own understanding of it. Or like you said, they lean into somebody else's understanding of it. It's shown not God.
Mm-hmm. And they lean into their own desires and lust of the flesh, too.
Right.
That's yeah, and that'll get them in trouble every single time because they swear it's God. They swear it's God. Because even for single women, when we meet a guy, we and he be so nice and sweet and kind, we be like, oh, God sent him to me. Not necessarily. Just because the man gives you attention, that don't mean that's God's best for you.
I had to learn that, and you know that's the thing because we're looking as single women, we're looking for spots to be filled. So if that person come in filling those spots, we feel like, oh, okay, that's the one right there, that's the one. But we don't miss it all because we lean into our own understanding. We're not even getting a full story of what God wants for us. We just trying to get what we want for ourselves, and that right there get us in more trouble. Lord Jesus.
Big trouble.
Yeah,
that's why we did the topic about dating. We must learn how to date. We got to be courted. It's this courtship that nobody wants to deal with anymore because they done went into the microwave season. So courtship is out of gas. That's the old, like, that's like a woman coming home cooking every day. That's what courtship is like, old-fashioned. They ain't trying to see that. They want a woman that goes out to eat every night. They want a microwave relationship the same way. And when they get them, and they be nice to him for a month or 2 months or 6 months, a year or whatever, oh, God sent me him, and this is oh, God sent me her. How you know? When I meet a dude, I ask him. I ask Holy Spirit, who is this? Because you know who he is. I don't. I see the representative. You've got to consult with God to see who these people are because he already knows who they are. We have no clue who they are and the baggage that they're coming with. So we can't even trust ourselves to say, okay, this is him. Yeah, we want to say it, I've done it, but during that process we just talked about of that relationship, he's going to let you know, the Holy Spirit is going to tell you, let you know he's not for you or she's not for you. We're going to always override him because we want what we want.
Right, yeah. Right. I was going to say we tend to ignore those characteristics of that person. Because we only trying to see what we want and what we trying to, that void we trying to fill. And, you know, that's what, and that gets us in a lot of trouble. And I can attest to that as well because I was getting out of a relationship and, you know, I just wanted, not listening to God, I'm thanking God that he got me out of this relationship that he probably, that he told me to get out long before I decided to just let it go. I'm like the people in the wilderness. I ain't even supposed to be there. He got me out of that. And because I was in that, like I'm saying, when we lean to our own understanding, we put so much more pressure on ourselves because I was in that. That brought a lot of hurt. That brought a lot of defensiveness. That brought a lot of vulnerability. So when you know how, it's so common in today's world when you get out of a hurtful relationship, you go two ways. It's never in the middle going to what God wants you to do. It's two ways. That way it's sitting down and you ain't talking to nobody. You shut love out. Or it's the other way around. You run to somebody real quick just to fill that void.
Yep.
Just to fill that void. And then that gets you in trouble because that's what I did. I just wanted, you just want something so different because you done been, and it all depends on the situation you done been through so much. So you just want something different. So just as soon as you get something different, you thinking like, okay, like you say, okay, yeah, that's the one. Because I'm looking for something different. This guy giving me this little different stuff, and I done slipped right into his bed. Now what?
That's a
STD or pregnancy or HIV.
Yeah. It'd be some serious business going on, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And that's where that impatience at. That's where that's where we go straight our own understanding, our own desires. That's where we go straight our own desires. We be like, child Jesus, I told you about him in a minute because I like this for him.
Right. Justify it. I mean, children of God, we justify it. No way around it. We justify everything. Because I don't find myself saying sometimes before God, if you want me to love, like even when it comes to the like the sex thing, I mean, I'm more like 100% with it now. But like before, probably like a year or so ago, I'm like, God, how you want me to, even a few months ago, I'm like, God, how you want me to love this person? Like, I want to show my love to this person, and one of these ways I want to show my love is I want to have sex with this person. You know, you said you should love, like, this is me justifying, like, trying to make the situation okay because I'm leaning to my own desires, and that's not what God wants for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of us do. Like, we justify stuff, and like I said, put ourselves in deeper holes. And I'm glad that I did. I mean, it only made me smarter and wiser because what takes somebody one time may take another person 10 times again. You know, it took me a while to really, like, fully understand, not to lean to my own understanding, because me leaning to my own understanding, I'm not even getting the results that I want. I think I am, and then at the end of the day, it's like, child, please, that's not that.
I'm telling you, all you got to do, that's why I say now I'm going a whole different route when it comes down to dating. I'm not making no decisions just by myself now. It's about when I talk to the dudes, but then I be like, okay, Holy Spirit, who is this here? If he ain't for me, get rid of him. And then I don't have to worry about getting rid of him. I don't have to worry about trying to call him and all this back and forth stuff. You get rid of him, he's not for me because, hell, I don't know him, you know him. I need you to tell me who this dude is. Daddy, you my daddy. So you're supposed to take care of your child. You're supposed to warn your daughter, this is not the man that I have for you. No matter how good he looks, no matter how good he present himself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. And I'm learning now. When I say I'm learning now at 51 how to date, oh my gosh, it's a trip. Because ain't nobody on that. Nobody wants to talk. Everybody wants to text. And so with me, I'm picking up the phone and they ain't answering no phone. So I'm like, goodbye. I'm not going to sit here and text you. And it's the same thing. See, I can easily fall into my own ways, my old ways, as to me falling into the texting and meeting them and sleeping with them. I can't. I made a promise to myself and to God that, Lord Jesus, I don't want to fornicate no more. I just don't want to do it. And it's not going to be easy, but it's possible.
Exactly.
I got to hold on to him real tight because that moment do arrive. And I'd be like, oh, Jesus, let me get the hell out of here. And see, that's when I definitely grab on him even tighter because I'm limited. I don't have the strength to do it on my own. So I got to stick with the plan. I got to stick with Jesus. I don't have no other choice.
Exactly.
I cannot possibly lean to my own understanding thinking that this is the one for me. Yeah, he give us options to choose, to either choose that or choose him.
Yep, that's the life. There's no in between.
I'm telling
you. Living in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard not to lean to your own understanding because we was born into sin, shaped in iniquity, but it ain't no excuse. It's kind of hard because we done practiced doing wrong so long because we were born wrong. And we done practiced it so long.
That's my thing. That's why I said when someone asks you, like, how do you do this? It's like it's nothing I can tell you. It's no dialogue I can give you. It's no list of things I can give you. You have to make the decision, and once you make that decision and you're serious about that decision, then God will probably place somebody in your life to give you a little, you know, direction and scratches of what they've been through or what they're going through. Y'all probably could walk together, but no one can do that until you make that, I'm about to trust in God, I'm about to lean to his understanding and not my own, because my way is not getting it, my way not cutting it.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to Dr. Cindy Trim called Women on the Frontline. That thing is awesome. I'm gonna get the whole thing, and like I said, when we get together, and we're gonna listen to this. And one thing she said in that when I was listening to it, she said, when we accept Christ into our life, He turns us right side up, because in the meantime we was born upside down, meaning we was born backwards. So now He got to turn us around. Think about it. He got to turn our life around the way it's supposed to be from the beginning. I was like, what? I had to keep listening to that. I was like, huh? She said, yeah. We was born into sin, shaped in iniquity. So that means we came out the womb wrong. We came out the womb wrong because, first of all, we come out head first.
Right.
We come out head first, so if we fall out the womb, we're going to hit our head. Instead of, like a lot of, some babies be born breech with their feet. They coming out, you know, feet first. But she say God turns us right side up like we supposed to, how we initially supposed to have been, came into the world. But since the thing happened in the garden, you know, everything is turned around. So now He got to turn us around once we go to Him and accept Him as our Lord and Savior. Then He started turning our life around. He started turning us up, walking on our feet like we need to, instead of walking on our head. Because we walk on our head. When she said that, I was like, huh? Because when we walking on our head, we ain't thinking right, and we're not. We bumping our head all over the place. Making all kinds of dumb decisions. So when He stand us up on our feet, we start making better decisions as long as we continue to rely on Him.
Right.
I was like, wow. Okay. I was like, "What this thing here? Something else." I was like, "Man, this is what I'm talking about." I'm glad to be turned around, and I mean,
right.
Who knows how far?
That comes from looking at stuff from a spiritual standpoint. You have to look, like, anything that you come in contact with, most likely you can look at it from a spiritual standpoint. You see how He just took a baby being born, like. Most people say that's just biology. Nah, that's God. That's God.
Mm-hmm.
People say it's science. Oh, you do this way because of the body or the woman body and this and that. But if you look at it from a spiritual point of view, I mean, that was a great analogy that they presented. Because we do come in this world upside down. Most of us, probably even when they give C sessions, they probably still grab the baby out head first.
They do, because of the way the baby positioned. The baby still be positioned with the head down to go out the birth canal.
Right.
So they still coming out on top of their head. And the ones who come out pretty much decent is the breech babies that's coming out with their feet first to stand. Imagine, it ain't that many breech births. And a woman can't have a baby breech. She have to have a C-section because he would tear her up coming out with his feet because he's going to come out like he's standing. So that's why I was like, when she made that analogy, I was like, ooh, you know what? She is absolutely right. I'm telling you, I said I was going to go on Guinness Book of Records or look it on the internet to find out how many breech births there was so far. Because it ain't a whole lot. It's a lot, but not as much as natural, not as many as head first coming.
Right.
I was like, man, He has to turn us upside, right side up, so we can stand on our feet, so we can learn how to stand on our feet. Think about it. When a baby is born, the baby coming out head first, and then the baby going to be laying down for months and months, almost a whole year, maybe like 6 to 7 months, laying down on his back because he can't sit up.
Right.
Don't know how to sit up. Don't have the leveling to sit up. And that's the same thing with us. We don't even know how to stand up straight without Him at all. We don't.
And
we be
still, we fall.
Yeah, we need them hard bottom shoes, which is the word of God, where the babies need in order to balance themselves. So that's my analogy with it, the hard bottom shoes that the baby needs in order to learn how to walk and stand. That's the word of God we need. That uncompromising word of God is the hard bottom, not the surface that we need in order to stand. Because other than that, we don't have that. You can pretend you're standing all you want to. Because trust and believe, you is hitting the deck. Anybody is hitting the deck when they're not standing on the word. Because you think about it, pastors always say, stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. You see what I'm talking about? You got to stand on it. Because if you don't, You're going to fall into your own understanding.
If you let yourself go in all different, I mean, it depends on whatever you're going through. You just let yourself go on different levels, and some of those things can be prevented if we just stand on that word. And not saying that everything will be perfect just because we're standing on the word, but then we will have more understanding of it. You know, we will be able to accept those trials and whatever tribulations or situations or weakness that we're going through. We'll be able to stand firm in them and be strong and grow within them and have more understanding than standing on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people get it confused. Like, okay, if I stand on this word, then everything gonna be perfect. No, but you'll have more understanding. You know, you'll see things more positive, and which, if you think it positive, you can't go wrong. I'm sorry. You can't tell me you think positive and things still go wrong. Thinking positive is accepting the things that, you know, you can't change, or accepting the things that's not right now, and just having faith, you know, or just going through and not staying where you at, but growing through, growing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm telling you, because like you just said, the more I keep standing, you're standing on the word of God, and when you're not standing on it, you just walk, you just leaning all over the place. It's no balance,
right.
There's no structure. You just,
it's like
just
trying to walk
anything.
Walk in the line. You know how those crazy people try to walk that thin line, try to balance themselves. God is no balance.
Exactly.
Imagine yourself walking on that line, and then you try to lead to your own understanding of other people. Let's just get at that analogy. One side, your right side is your own understanding. Your left side is other people's understanding. That balance is God. So if you don't stay balanced with God, you either gonna go to the right and fall, or you gonna go to the left and fall. There's no in between. So you got to sit there, meditate on His word. Stand on His word, because that takes concentration. When you're standing on a thin line trying to walk across a path on a thin line, you have to meditate. Stop, meditate, concentrate, patience. It takes patience. It takes trust. It takes faith that you can do it. And it takes, and some of it even take the practice. You just have to sit there and meditate and just believe that you can do it and just walk on through. And I think that's what people need to realize.
I'm telling you, people rely on themselves too much, and you can't.
Yeah.
Of course, we have to do. You know, we have to. God already said what He's gonna do. It's a part we have to do, but our part shouldn't come first.
Right.
Our part should not come first. Doing. We definitely need to consult with Him and see what He has to say about this, and which is right there in the Word of God. But a lot of people bypass that and figure, oh, I could do this on my own. I was born with this skill. You probably was born with it, but you still need His word in order to complete that skill.
Yeah, I don't even hear people say God ain't do nothing for me. Like, I did it on my own. And this is coming from a young girl who was, like, in church all her life. She just said she just don't understand because God let all this different stuff happen. So it's like, yeah.
That's another thing. People always blame God for stuff happening in their life. This is not
right.
His fault, the stuff that's happening in your life. These are choices that you made or whoever was involved made. He's not
right.
going to take you, you know, He's not going to stop you from doing what you want to do. He gives you a choice. I mean, people be tripping out, but they don't blame the devil for that. They give Him credit for talking back to Him, talking with Him. That's why I said before, His credit score is very much more higher than Jesus, because people give Him much more credit than they do God. They blame God. His credit scores might be like a 200, because they blame Him for somebody dying. They blame Him if they don't get the car. They blame Him if they don't get the husband. They blame Him if they can't have no kids. They blame Him for anybody dying. His credit score is very low with people. But with the devil, His credit score is about a 9. I think the highest score is a 900, a 850 credit score. That's His.
Right.
Because everybody always put Him up where He don't belong.
Right. I said that too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's why He rules so much in the principalities of the air, because where people has lifted Him up to. And they don't even realize how they has lifted the enemy up above God. They don't even realize it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's all good, though, because Jesus would never be at the bottom. He would never be at the bottom. He love him still anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna close with saying this last part. I think I mentioned it before, but I didn't finish reading it all. From this commentary, it says, our understanding is so limited based on limited knowledge, which is sometimes faulty. And all the ways in knowledge, you notice all. I want to turn, this is to just encourage someone, I want to turn some areas over to his control, to God's control, that is. I want him to guide me in some things. Acknowledge him. Ask him, what should you do now? Acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Lord. I am his servant. Ask him to guide you, keep you. Turn everything over to him during the day as situation arise. Learn to look to God for guidance. He should direct your path. And if you learn it, you can't go wrong. You can't. You just have to let him direct your path. You know, he set things in our hearts and our desires of what we want and what we want to do, you know. And if it's of him, he should bring it to pass. You know, if it's for you, then he'll direct your path in his time frame, and not in ours, but in his time frame. So, yeah. But thanks for calling, and we'll be back when it's tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay.
At the same 5:30. I have to do 5:30 because I'm on this studying finals and stuff. So, yeah, 5:30 is my time for the next 4 weeks into the semester is over, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get on the call. If I don't be driving, as long as I'm not driving, I can get on the call.
Okay. Me, I'm horrible.
I'm talking about I'll still be at work usually. Yeah, I'm still usually at work during that time, but I'm gonna see how that's gonna work out with. I'm gonna just be not driving at all, but I'll still be on the clock. So either way it goes, I'm gonna still try to get on the line.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you. It was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.